Boker Tov, everyone. We are on the bottom of page 145. We are on to page 146. We're at the Simon Kuf Ayin Sif Kuf Beis. Okay, last Sif over here in this very interesting Simon over here of Minhagi Asuda says the Machaber. I mentioned this earlier on Achash Shoslosa. Nishar Yain Mikos Lishtias Chavercha. You drank. And there's leftover in the coast for you drinking every wine. We said before, you're not really supposed to drink from other people's mouths. Okay, for the different reasons we said before. But let's say over here the guy's not makpid. Nevertheless, still he says, kanach makum nushika zapem ishumiyus. He should wash off the place where the other person put his mouth. Because it's disgusting. Already the time we see over here the Shulchan Aruch understood it's also disgusting to drink from other people's mouths. And he says over here, you should wipe off the area over here. However, one should not pour out the wine because of bal tashchis. But after you've poured water, then you can pour out of the wine. You can pour back whatever you want to do with the wine. After you've washed the place where the person put his mouth, you can pour out the food over there. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sifkatan Memhe. Very interesting, he says over here. Derech Sham, k'dei lishtof arok sh'nagah derech Sham, you should wash off the spit that was on the cup where he drank from. Vaymash katov l'gaman simen reish laman aleph minyanei achilin. Simen reish laman aleph, we're going to get into more. That's all the way in the end of Chelek Beis. It's going to talk over there about the hashkafas of eating of how one's supposed to eat. But more than that, it says over here. Yizayir mo ch'lolech oliv behim achayiv of. Sorry, we're going to get to other number in a second, but one thing over here he says is a person should be careful not to eat the heart of an animal. Okay, you don't eat heart of an animal. That is for sure for Ashkenazim. There's a machlokus in the Sfardish Poskim, whether Sfardim are makbin not to eat the lave of an animal. Look at Morina Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzal over here. Yesh mi asfardim she'enem ninoim achilas lave. Kita b'shut yibia omer. Chelik yordea chelik beisim in chesos. Gimel Ravavadya held that many Sfardim go ahead and do eat lave. It's not a problem of eating heart. I'm a kafa chaim, so in kuvna zayin zikot kavches shehizer meod meod shelo lachol shum leif. The kafa chaim was very against eating heart. What exactly? Why? It's a good question over here. It's I think of pichavola, but we Ashkenazim for sure makbid not to eat heart, and some svardim do, and some svardim don't. Then he says like this: Katali Arab b'shem Shlom, yeitiv libo besudaso imaati harbe yochu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, a couple of eitzes over here. Yochel atov amol l'refuah. A person should eat what's good for him and what's good for his health. V'lo masha'er v'lo l'fisha, not just have to give it to his temptations and eat what is looks good right now. V'lo yishan samach l'achila, one's not supposed to sleep right after eating. El yantun achar achila, should wait a little bit and tell you how long before eating. These are all brought down in the Rambam Hilchos Deyas. His vayim Rambam Hilchos Deyas berak dal sherech mitvay meilu v'ravan agasan. The Rambam is marich over here. Certain things were more annoying to do, some things were less annoying to do. You basically go after the science of the time also. What is going to be healthy nowadays? There are things that are not brought in the Gemara for sure. Gam herich b'shla. Lizayir miribu achilu shtia. One should be careful not to eat or drink too much. Elo yochal v'yishta rak lahamid la'avros is gufo. You should eat in order to make your body healthy. Mizuman la'avros ha'nefesh. In order that you could open a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you eat with the right kavana, he says over here, every suda, says the shlah, is going to be a suda's mitzvah. Obviously, we're talking on a very high level over here. Hard to get to that level, but that's something to strive for, perhaps, over here, brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, le'inyan bal tashchis. We just mentioned over here in the Mechaber not to be over bal tashchis. What is bal tashchis? We know we throw it out a lot of times, the idea of bal tashchis. What exactly is bal tashchis? What is not bal tashchis? Okay? It happens to be after the Holocaust, bal tashchis became a very, very big thing in a lot of families because people didn't have what to eat, so therefore every scrape of food has to show them to throw out. But we have a concept in the Gemara, and a very important one, and that is bal tashchis de gufa adifa. Okay? You don't have to force yourself, you're not hungry anymore, you don't have to finish off your plate and worry about your body more. There's also the concept of bal tashchis de gufa. If you're going to eat unhealthy, you're going to eat in just a subject in order that you can make sure you don't throw out any food, then that's even worse than throwing out the food. Bal tashchis is using things in an insufficient way. Okay? To order way too much food when no one is going to eat, okay, that might be bal tashchis. You're not going to eat that much. Who needs so much food? But you have to eat every single scrap that's on your plate. That's not necessarily bal tashchis. Once again, bal tashchis, the gufa adifa. What's real bal tashchis is what people do with their time.
Using an insufficient use of your time, that's also Baal Tashchis. There's Baal Tashchis on your Zman also. So when people do also Geshtuyot all the time, that's also a waste, okay? That's an insufficient use of your time. That's Baal Tashchis even more. That's Baal Tashchis of your life, okay? So there's all different types of Baal Tashchis. Baal Tashchis is using things in an insufficient way. Use things in there. You should use food sufficiently. Use your body sufficiently. Use your time sufficiently. And then you won't be over the Surim of Baal Tashchis. Says the Ramah. After all your eating, this is the Gemara in Brachos, says that after every time you eat, you should eat salt. After any type of drink, whether it's wine, whether it's coke, whatever, you should drink water. It's brought later on in Shulchan Aruch also. However, says the Ramah, the nearly dafka shalaya melech bapas. This is only if there was no salt in the bread. There was no salt in other foods you ate. Then you have a chiyuv to go ahead and eat salt at the end of the meal. You drink things that did not have water on it. Okay? You drink wine, you drink pure orange juice. Over there, then you have an idea of drinking water afterwards. But you have tea, coffee, coke, things like this that are 90% water anyways. Says the Ramah, you don't have to worry about it. That's why the minigesh lo yizar ba'achilas melech ushtias ma'im achar asun mitam shenis ba'er. That's the reason why we don't see people eating salt and drinking water after the sudas, because generally our sudas have salt in the food and have water in the drinks, and therefore we're not makbid on the sid that's brought down in the Gemara, mentioned two places in Shulchan Aruch, because in the end of the day we have these things we're makayim this din anyways. Moving on to Siman Kuvayin and Aleph, we're not even going to finish this Siv. Today there's a lot to talk about, and we're not going to share the next couple of days, so we'll, Bezrat Hashem, continue next time when I get back. Says the Mechaber Kuvayin Aleph, Shelo Linhod Bizoyin Ba'ochlin. We talked about acting with Bizyonos and Asura, acting in a dignified way. We have to treat our food also in a dignified way. This does not mean we're not able to throw food in the garbage, okay? Once again, you don't have to have food spoiling and smelling in your house. It's treating the food like food, using it for food and not necessarily other purposes. Sometimes you can use it for other purposes. We'll soon see also. Bread is even more chamor than regular food. We treat bread even with more chashivas than regular food. We'll soon see in the hamshach. Okay? What's considered a bizayon? What's considered a bizayon? Views here as bizayon. So the Mishnah Berurah over here. See, cut and down, then we'll see the mechaber inside. Second line in. Imu davar shu tzorach ha'adam, v'derach ha'olam lasos ba'ocho tzorach zeh, gam kein shari. Those are the two claws. If it's the need of a person, and it's the derach ha'olam to use the food in this way, that's considered a tzorach, and it's not a bizayon to use the food in that way. We'll come with some examples as we move on. Says the Mechaber over here, Sivalf. Osa adam tzorach ha'bepas. Even with bread, you could use your own tzorach, and you could use it for other things. However, certain conditions. Hani mile delomia misbe. That's only if the bread is not going to become disgusting after using it. If you use it in a way that's going to end up ruining the bread, you're not allowed to use the bread for other things. Aval mini de mimisbe lo. If it's going to become disgusting, you're not allowed to go ahead and use it. Says Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul downstairs over here, Divrei Rasu lo. It's brought down in the Pisgei Tshuvos also. He says, Ha iser levazos ochlin hu gam kein ba'ochel she'inu kosher. This is not only by kosher food, you're not allowed to do bizyonos to even non-kosher food. Kevachu machal adam, since it's machal adam, it's going to be used to feed people, you're not allowed to do bizyon even with non-kosher food, says Rav Nevinson. Hilka, what's the example brought down in Shulchan Aruch? Ein manichan alav basar chai, you don't put raw meat on top of bread, because why? It's going to come disgusting, the blood's going to get on it, other things are going to get on it, it's going to ruin the bread. Vein mavin alav kos mali, you shouldn't pass over it, a full coast of wine over the bread, because it's going to spill onto the bread. It's going to ruin the bread. Vein sochen bo ka'ara, you shouldn't put your plate on top of the bread. Imi malaya davar shim yipol apas yamais, that if the bowl spills on the bread, it's going to come disgusting. I over here, all the examples over here, you shouldn't use it in a way where it's going to ruin the bread and make it unedible. Vein notlina yadayim b'yayin, now outside of bread, we also have this. We don't wash our hands with wine. Bein chayu, bein mazug, whether it is already wine that is prepared or it's just wine concentrate that you still have to add water to it. That's yayin chay. Afilu netila she'en etzarech lechila. Even if it's a netila that is not for the requirement of eating, you still can't do it. Vein zorkin apas mishum bezayin ochlim. You don't throw bread because of Bizayin Oakland, we saw earlier on, and Mishnah Berurah mentioned this din also that we just said over here in the Shulchan Aruch, we don't throw bread. There's a minhag among Sfarnim that they dafka do throw bread at the Suda Shabbos. Why? Once again, because the Shulchan of Shabbos is compared to the Mizdeach, and since the Kohanim, there's certain parts of the Karbanos, the Kohanim, where they sprinkle through the blood, and the Ivarim, that therefore they have the Zecheles minhag, they dafka throw the bread, not like the Shulchan Aruch brings over here, unless your minhag of your family is to do it. We don't do it because it's brought down to Shulchan Aruch not to throw bread. Ukshem shein zorkin at the pas. And just like we don't throw bread, kach ein zorkin ochlan animal asim al yidei zrika, so too we do not throw foods that are going to become disgusting by throwing them. Okay, so if you have certain fruit that, I don't know, have a soft end to it, if you throw it, it's going to hit the floor, it's going to become disgusting, I'll start to throw it. Okay, but if it's foods that are not going to become disgusting, okay, it's foods that are harder and so it's not going to become nimiste, then it's mutter to throw the food. That's why, Davka, we on the chasen, we throw the candies that have a wrapper on it and not going to become disgusting. We're going to get to that din later on and see if Dalad and Arsim. Fruits that are not going to become disgusting, like nuts and rimonim and quinces, chabushim are quinces, those are mutter to throw because they're not going to become disgusting by throwing them. Okay? So once again, we see over here to use things in a non-dignified, using the food in a non-dignified manner where it's going to become ruined, that's going to be us. Therefore, what about, this is another example, Morin or Rabin Rav Nevinsel, obviously not everyone agrees with this, Rav Nevinsel claims that kids are not supposed to use food for like arts and craft projects. You don't use food, there's other things to use. You can use clay, you can use other things. But to use food, that's edible food for, go ahead and use for arts and crafts. Rav Nevinsel says it's bizayin to the ochlin. Ah, it's sarucha adam and derecha olam lasos bocho zelig. We saw the cloud before. Says Rav Nevinsel that it's not really sarucha adam. It's not only Rav Nevinsel, it's in the Ben Ish Chai also. The Ben Ish Chai writes this also. Okay? The minhag olam maybe is not like this. You see the killer. Definitely the kindergartens don't follow this din. They use the macaroni. They use all the other things also for project. Rav Nevinsel is against it. Okay, so those are a couple of examples. Avitei and the Chacham and the Yachkevod. You'll hopefully take these examples and understand that that the food is a serious thing. We don't do baltashkes for food and use it insufficiently. And we don't do bezayin to food. Everyone should have a great day. We'll continue. There's a couple more things important over here that are mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah. Ba'al Ein Mavir Na Lochlin. It's late today. We'll bezrat Hashem continue from here next time. Adkan for today.